Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stella and Anna with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the top architecture, landscape, planning and design institutes in Australia have begun lobbying the government for planning oversight of the 2032 Olympic Games. After recent extensive disagreements over the designs of multiple Olympic venues, the groups have called for the establishment of a design and coordination unit for the Games before it's too late. The collective will represent 26,000 professionals across Australia.
Recent DNA tests have confirmed that the fire ants discovered at a southern Queensland Army base, Swartz Barracks, are linked to the pre-existing infestation. Following calls to audit all defence land, a spokesman for Defence stated that they were supporting the investigation and incident response by working with the National Fire Ant Eradication Programme. Premier Stephen Miles claimed that the ants were contained to the existing biosecurity zone, but eradication work will continue.
In national news, two Perth brothers are feared to be missing after failing to contact their family and not turning up to booked accommodation in Baja, California, Mexico. Jake and Callum Robinson, both in their 30s, were on a surfing trip in northern Mexico when they disappeared and have not been heard from since the 27th of April. The pair were travelling with an American man who is also missing. Local media reports that a 25-year-old woman, who is also carrying illegal drugs, has been taken into custody in relation to the disappearance.
Tasmania's Integrity Commission has urged politicians not to speculate about ongoing investigations into active members of Parliament after two long-running cases are continued to be examined in the state. This week, the Commission attempted to squash rising speculation about ongoing cases with codenames Loyalty and Olegas, both of which have been under investigation for over a year. According to the Centre for Public Integrity, the Commission is only encouraging the speculation and is still failing to resolve the investigations in due time.
In international news, a pro-Palestinian protest camp in the University of California, UCLA, main plaza was dispersed by LAPD yesterday. The police crackdown marks the latest in a series of clashes between law and enforcement and students across US college campuses, with more than 1,000 arrests being made in recent days. At least 132 students were arrested at UCLA after dozens of loud explosions were sounded by LAPD's flashbang charges or stun gun grenades.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of rain in the afternoon. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That is all your news for 8am. We will be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.